Imagine your marriage healthy, thriving, and fun again. Welcome to the Coach Martez and Woodrina Show, the ultimate power couple helping you with understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. Certified professional life and marriage coach, Martez Layton, and licensed therapist, Woodrina Layton, are here to help you step up your game when it comes to marriage, relationships, and so much more. With 30 years of marriage under their belt and a proven track record of mending broken bonds, you can rely on Coach Martez and Woodrina to empower you and your loved ones to have a strong connection for life. The Coach Martez and Woodrina Show starts now.
Happy Wednesday to you. Happy Love-uary this month, Black History Month. What an amazing time to be alive. What an amazing time to just be able to be in love. What an amazing time to be joining us today here. I am Coach Martez.
And I am licensed therapist Woodrina Layton.
And you are listening to the Coach Martez and Woodrina Layton Show here on Transformation Talk Radio, understanding love, accepting truth, and changing your perspective. Stay with us for the next hour as we discuss the one thing that negatively impacts and affects the confidence and emotional security in your marriage. Come on, you don't want to miss.
All right. And as we do every week, we are looking forward to just having an enjoyable conversation around walking out the journey of love, life, and fulfilling purpose as we share with you practical tips, new insights, and perspectives that we know will help you to improve your relationships, just communicate better, walk in forgiveness, and just simply love one another better. So, you know, we always usually share a fun fact with us closing out, you know, Black History Month. We're going to share a Black history fact about love and relationships. Some of you may know this because the story was brought to life in a movie, but the ban on interracial marriage in the U.S. was overturned in 1967 because of one couple, Mildred and Richard Loving. So the name of the movie was Loving. If you recall it, they left their home state of Virginia to get married because they were warned by Virginia state officials that getting married would be a violation of the state law since Richard was white and Mildred was not. So once they returned back to, so they left the state, got married, then they returned back to the state of Virginia, married, and Mildred was arrested. So you know it's the story. But after making their way through local and state courts, Loving versus Virginia was put before the Supreme Court. And the bans on interracial marriage were deemed unconstitutional. It was a landmark victory for couples of different races.
Wow, yes, so, fighting for love.
Yep, when you love, it's worth the fight.
And also, Woodrina is from Virginia, for those who may not know. And then Virginia's slogan, I remember I thought they said it came from that. Because it says Virginia is for lovers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I thought something I remember years ago, we remember hearing something about because how they banned that interracial. That's where they kind of came some with that slogan about Virginia is for lovers because other states wasn't allowing people to love each other. But I don't know why I thought I remember something about that.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, but that's what it is. They say Virginia is for lovers. And, you know, I'm from Birmingham, Alabama, and I went to Virginia and found my lover.
That's right, because we good lovers. All right. Lord.
So let's get into this discussion. One thing that negatively impacts and affects the confidence and emotional security in your marriage, in your relationship. I know you're saying, come on, guys, tell us what that one thing is. We're going to get to it.
We're going to get to it. But we just want to ask you, you know, have you ever, you know, felt this way? Have you ever asked yourself, you know, what is the reason that I have so much to be thankful for in my life and marriage, but I still feel empty? You know, over years and after being a highly confident person, have you ever found yourself where you can't explain, you know, like what happened to your inner strength and confidence? It's like you just don't feel as confident, you know, as you did in the past. You know, so, you know, emotional security is very important in a marriage, but what happens when your spouse doesn't understand how important that emotional connection is to you? So basically, you know, we just want to just bring these out. You know, have you ever felt, because think about the negative energy. Sometimes you feel invisible negative energy in your relationship, but you just can't put your finger on where it comes from. So, you know, so what is that one thing that negatively impacts and affects the confidence and the emotional security in a marriage or in your relationship?
That would be affection.
Right, affection.
That would be affection. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to just talk about today, you know, how important affection is. And again, why affection is not just intimacy or having sex, but we're going to talk about the importance of affection and honestly how that lack of affection, it affects you in other ways. So definitely stay tuned. We're going to talk about this, but let's go.
Okay. So understanding affection and what it means to you.
Exactly.
Affection is showing someone that you care about them through verbal and nonverbal gestures. Mm-hmm. You know, like we mm-hmm. said, it doesn't have to be sexual. It's just like, I love you. I appreciate right. you. I meant hugging you, kissing mm-hmm. you, you know, whatever, buying you flowers. Those are ways to show affection.
Right.
It has
right.
different meanings to everyone, mm-hmm. but affection has a major impact in your life and relationships. And mm-hmm. like we say, it's different for everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. what I need for affection is not what Martez needs for affection. And mm-hmm. what you need for affection is not necessarily the same thing your spouse needs for affection, because right. it's different for right. all of us, but it provides security, oneness, happiness, mm-hmm. and just feeling desired by the other person.
Right. So the first challenge that I would have for you right now is to make a point today mm-hmm. To whether you text your partner, text your spouse, just ask them, you know, what does affection mean to you? Because a lot of times, and you know, like I say this also, Wadrina and I have been married for over 30 years. Mm-hmm. You know, many people listen, you know, they've been married for years of different things. So, you know, you may be assuming, I know what affection means to them, you know, so, but what you want to do is ask them. And so what I will also do is just here you go. This is what I would like to challenge you to do. The first thing I want you to do is actually ask, write down, first of all, what you think affection means to them. Mm-hmm. So the first thing I want you to do is just jot down about your spouse, about your partner, person you're in a relationship with. This is what I think affection means to them. That's the first thing I want you to do. Write down what you think it means to them. Mm-hmm. Secondly, I want you to go and ask them, you know, what does affection mean to you? You know, mm-hmm. then the third question I want you to say, I mean, come on, coach, you giving us all these questions. No, I'm just telling you, because this is very important. So once you ask them that other question about what does it mean to you, then I want you to ask them, how does it look? Mm-hmm. Because you want to let them tell you, what does that look like?
Yeah.
So those are things I want you to do, because again, we're talking about affection mm-hmm. and we're talking about how it affects. Just think about when it affects your confidence and your emotional security in mm-hmm. a relationship, mm-hmm. That's major. Mm-hmm. So you really want to know, you want to be aware of it, of what affection means to them.
Yeah, and it's very important to, if you're not feeling that affection, you know, right. that you desire, that you communicate that to your partner right. or your spouse, you know, because you'll start that creates insecurity and mm-hmm. a lack of confidence when you're not receiving that, mm-hmm. you know, it, like we said, it negatively impacts the relationship. Mm-hmm. And that's where that negative energy comes from, right. because you're not feeling fulfilled. You're not mm-hmm. feeling worthy. You're mm-hmm. not feeling loved. You're not feeling appreciated. You know, we've talked about the appreciation, the importance right. of that in the right. past, mm-hmm. you know, you're not feeling like you're really valued by your spouse, because you're not receiving affection. And honestly, they may think they're giving you affection.
That's so true.
But it's really not the affection that you desire, exactly. because we all have different ways mm-hmm. of it. Mean it's mm-hmm. different for right. all of us. Like we said, it means mm-hmm. different. It's different for all of us. So right. it's very important to mm-hmm. actually, you know, communicate what that is. If you're dealing with mm-hmm. that negative energy, don't just let that negative energy stay there.
Right.
You know, break through that negative mm-hmm. energy and talk about, you know, what it is that you need in the right. relationship.
And then too, you know, another question that you say, oh man, coach, here you go. I love visual charts or like bar lines in a mm-hmm. person's mind. So the other question you would want to ask them, because what you said is a very valid mm-hmm. point. You could think that you're actually giving them the affection. Mm-hmm. You know, you could stick your chest out and be like, oh no, if that's what affection means to you, oh, I know I'd be doing that. You mm-hmm. can't tell me I don't be doing that. So then this is what I want you to do. I want you to just ask them on a scale, 0 being the lowest, 10 being the highest, just ask them, could you tell me on that scale of 0 being the lowest and 10 being the highest, where would you place me as far as on that scale with giving you the affection that you desire.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times you may be shocked that in actuality, if they're able to be honest with you, mm-hmm. and if you're willing to accept that honesty, then you will realize I'm not really giving them what I thought I was giving them. And again, like we said, affection affects confidence.
Yeah.
Affection affects emotional security. And depending on how they're wired, depending on how their thought process is, once they start losing confidence or they start feeling like you're the reason why they're not as confident, mm-hmm. then you start dealing with detachment and those other things. So honestly, yeah. ask those questions. I'm telling you, that's a great conversation starter about rebuilding that confidence in your relationship and making sure you're both in a good emotional secure place.
Exactly. And it's important to have a balance of affection in your relationship, right. where mm-hmm. each individual is giving and receiving a certain amount of contact and mm-hmm. interaction at all times. Mm-hmm. So it shouldn't just be you always, you know, being the one giving affection. You know, right. it should be vice versa.
Right.
It should be equal. It should be an equal amount. So if you feel mm-hmm. like, you know, man, I'm giving all of this affection and I'm not getting it back in return, then, you know, that's due a conversation.
Right.
Because it's like, I need affection too. You know, right. I need to feel loved mm-hmm. and valued and appreciated. I need it mm-hmm. too. You know, it's going to help too. You know, we'll talk mm-hmm. more about that, you know, in the hour, but it's definitely going to mm-hmm. help with increasing that foundation mm-hmm. of intimacy, you mm-hmm. know, in your relationship.
And you'll be surprised too, because honestly, you know, we've worked with couples over the years. And you'll be surprised most of the time the person really is not aware of really what you want and how you want it.
That's true.
And so a lot of times when we start actually having those negative thoughts or feeling like, well, they just don't want to do it, or a lot of times, I'm not saying that's always the case, but a lot of times the person may not be showing you that affection because it could have been something you did. It could have been something you said that made them have to kind of pull back themselves from doing it. Mm-hmm. So again, you know, regardless of what the past has been, today is a new day. We're getting ready to go on a new month
yeah.
to end out this first quarter of the year. I just really want you to ask those questions with the new mindset of being willing that if I'm doing a great job, man, babe, I'm glad we're in a great space.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm not doing good, I promise you, I'm committed to giving you the affection that you desire. And remember, affection the way you desire may not necessarily be how they desire. So you have to commit to giving them the affection the way they desire.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and a lot of times it's the way that, you know, that we've been brought up,
of course.
You know, and, you know, a lot of people are going to mm-hmm. mimic, you know, what you were given as a child. You know, a lot of times that's going to be how I show affection, mm-hmm. the way I was shown it, you know, growing up. So I'm thinking, okay, yeah, that's good enough. But it's like Coach Martez says, mm-hmm. no, I may need something different,
that's
you know.
So
we mm-hmm. we need to make sure, you know, that's communicated and that's made right. known, you know, to one another. And it's okay to have to say, this mm-hmm. is how I need it. This mm-hmm. is what I desire, you know, because a lot of times people will think, you know, if I have to tell my spouse how I, you know, desire for affection. Them to show me affection, then it's not genuine. But yes, it is genuine.
Right.
Yeah, it's like
they don't know.
No, they don't know.
Exactly. They're not psychic.
Exactly. So if they don't know, they don't know. Mm-hmm. And our job is to let them know.
Right.
Because we are in this to be married for life. So it's like, I need to make sure I'm fulfilled and you need to make sure you're fulfilled.
No, that's real good. Mm-hmm. That's good stuff there, Madrina.
All right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we are going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we will continue our discussion on the one thing that negatively impacts and affects the confidence and emotional security in your marriage.
Affection.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Amber, your weekly host of the Heart Leader Podcast, where heart and mind align on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm here with co-host Austin, and we'd like to know, do you have a passion to make a greater global impact? Are you ready to embrace leading with heart and love? If so, join us and our global community of over 1 million strong on this journey to become heart leaders who change the world. Each episode brings heart-centered connection, building stronger relationships, communities, and businesses. Take a deeper dive into what it means to be a heart leader. For more information, visit www.suivera.org. We look forward to seeing you in the Suivera community.
We are back from the break. Thank you for staying with us. Thank you so much for joining us. You are listening to the Coach Martez and Adrena Layton show. We're going to go back into talking about the one thing that negatively impacts your confidence and your emotional security in your relationship, in which we're talking about, is affection.
Yes.
And affection means different things to different people. So don't just say, yeah, you know, it just means intimacy. No, affection means different things in different ways. And that's why it affects people's confidence. That's why it affects people's emotional security. And that's what we're going to keep talking about here. But thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, see, affection leads to the intimacy.
Right.
Because affection is how we show one another that we care about each other. You know, I got to have some affection before you can get the sex. We got to get some affection going on first. So, yeah, that leads to that. So we want to make sure we got the affection down pat in the relationship. So now we're going to move into talking about, you know, how affection increases affection, increases or decreases your confidence, you know, because if you don't have it, you know, like we mentioned a little earlier, it can really impact your confidence.
Right.
So, you know, with self-confidence comes happiness and happiness and being able to be yourself and loving who you are, your flaws and all. So when you're happy with yourself, you are able to be happier with your spouse or your partner and love them the way they need to be loved, you know?
But also though, when you go back to affection, again, like we asked there earlier, a lot of the affection is how you was also raised.
Yeah.
And that's why it can mean different things to different people, you know? So, but when you go back, you think about that affection is what gave you a sense of security, you know, regardless whether it was your parents, whether it was your grandparents, whoever you may have been raised with, that affection that they showed you is what gave you that emotional security, that gave you that confidence. So then when you go into when you're later in your life and you're in this relationship that you're in, honestly, your mind is still desiring that affection. So if you're not getting that hug, if you're not getting that affirmation, if you're not getting that quality time, if you're not getting those touches and it's not feeling like it's genuine and secure, then you'll be wondering what's going on with these different things inside of your body. And it's actually because you are lacking something that is just as vital to air and water to you. Affection is also just that vital. And so when you're not getting that, it's going to decrease your confidence. It's just like with kids. When you think about your children, you know what I'm saying? And your child needs to hear, man, I'm proud of you. Your child needs to hear, I love you. Your child needs to hear that hug, or feel that hug from mom, feel that hug from dad, or see that does something for the child. And so when you have that from a child growing up, and now you're in your relationship, now you and your spouse so busy, I see this evening. Oh, man, I'm so busy. I'm going to be working up late. I'm going to be doing this. Man, And then all of a sudden you find yourself one person laying in the bed, the next person getting up, next person doing this, the next person doing that. Now you've been doing this cycle, and it seems like this cycle really is working good in your home because things are still moving.
Right.
But then what's going on inside of your mind is you're missing something that is valuable to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that affection.
Yeah.
And it's so easy mm-hmm. for all of us when we get into the hustle and bustle of life. We don't necessarily think that affection is as vital as water, as vital to air to your body. But in actuality, there are studies and other mm-hmm. things that talks about what affection does to you, even with just with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Even
mm-hmm.
with just with COVID, mm-hmm. when you saw that people actually had to go separate and be separate.
Yep.
I couldn't hold my grandmother's hand.
Depression,
I couldn't hold my mama's hand.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You saw mm-hmm. all of these things start to arise because we was going through a phase where there was no affection being able to be given.
Yeah.
That's real.
That is true. And that leads to depression and anxiety.
Exactly.
And then in your relationship, you know, the lack of attention leads to doubt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're doubting, you know, if am I enough? Am I worthy? You know, it's your worthiness.
Right.
So then all of a sudden, you know, you're developing all these insecurities in your relationship. So then it's like then jealousy will come. Then mm-hmm. you all suspicious and you're thinking stuff going on.
I can't trust nobody.
It's like because you're lacking that affection because that affection really impacts your confidence. So without it, it's like then that those negative thoughts and those negative feelings are going to come in, you know. And if you're not receiving that affection from your spouse, then you'll even start doubting, like, do I look good? Because he ain't told me lately that I look good.
She hasn't told me lately, vice versa.
Yeah, that I look good. So then it's like, you know, you doubting if you look good enough, you know. And even though it messes with, you know, it'll mess with the lack of affection will mess with our own confidence because it's like we said in the intro, you know, you could be a confident person and then all of a sudden you're like, what's going on with me?
Exactly.
Why am I not feeling like this?
Mm-hmm.
Because of the fact that you haven't been receiving any affection in your in relationship, which is really a very important relationship to you. So, you know, it's very important because then people start, you know, you start overcompensating in other areas because it's like, well, I ain't getting this. So then, you know, I got to try to get it from somebody.
Right. Of course, that can happen. And
and
that's what I was going to say, too, when we talk about confidence, because what that does without that affection and when you go to doubting and then you start other, it's like your decisions may not always be in alignment with your passion, with your purpose, with your core values or even your convictions. And then that's where you start overcompensating because now you start realizing, well, you know, he don't think I look good or she don't think I look good, but she keeps telling me how good I look or he keeps telling me how good I look. And you may be totally unaware because you may be in an affectionless home, but just understand when that affection means something to that person, they're going to have to get that affection from somewhere or they're going to lose it.
Yeah. And affection means something is important for all of us.
Of course.
You know, so, so if we're not getting it, it is going to have a negative impact, you know, in our lives and in our relationships. So it's just very important, you know, like we said earlier, to just make sure that you are, you know, communicating, you know, don't let that negative cloud be there, you know.
Yeah, don't accept it.
Yeah, don't accept it. Break through it. You know, even if you have to get help to break through it, you want to break through that negative cloud and just get some, you know, because you need it. It's vital for your life. It's not only for your relationship, but it's vital for you even being the person that you're supposed to be in life.
Right. And so we hear people sometimes, you know, you know how they have it, how they would have the saying that says, you know, if you didn't upset your wife, that means you in the doghouse. But see, in actuality, we always tell people you don't want to leave the bedroom.
Yeah.
Just point blank, bottom line. You know, we don't leave the bedroom.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You may have to turn to north or turn east, and I got to turn west in the bed. But we're not leaving the bedroom because, again, this lack of affection. I'm telling you all, this is one of the major challenges in relationships because we're doing so much that we're just not really realizing those simple things that matter. Like when we talk about holding hands and just spending that quality time with the person, depending on what that affection means to them. But no, this is something we really want to just bring to your mind that you know what? If I really haven't been showing my spouse the affection, mm-hmm. you know, don't point fingers. Mm-hmm. Don't look for blame. Mm-hmm. Just really just say to yourself, you know what? It's time for a change. Yeah. It's time to do something different. And that's all we want to do. Mm-hmm. If you are in a space where, no, we are good with affection.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then remember what I say, though. You know, give that graph chart, you know, that scale. In other words, you know, on a scale of 0 to 10, you know, but first of all, you want to ask them those other questions about what affection means to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then find out about that scale. But if you're in a really good place, that's amazing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But then, you know, and then when we're talking about confidence, we mm-hmm. got to also say this. This is not just in your marriage. This is in your family.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you have to be willing to ask your children, because a lot of times, even with school and what our kids deal with yeah. in school and these things, you want to ask them even, you know, what does affection mean to you? Because a lot of times in our minds, we just think affection means sex. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you could be talking to your teenager, to your, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no. I want you to understand affection just doesn't mean sex, mm-hmm. but I do want to see what affection means to you. Mm-hmm. Wow. I just thought about mm-hmm. it. This is a good living room conversation to have mm-hmm. with some people. Mm-hmm. And if you're a grandparent, because now, you know, your kids, you know, you empty nesters, your kids been gone, you know, next time the grandkids come over the house, you know, give them a slow down for a minute and just ask them, you know what? What does affection mean to you? Because what you're going to see when you ask that question, in their mind, affection means you trying to ask me, grandmama, you trying to ask me, mama, if I having sex. Watch and see. Mm. Because most kids, I mean, I'm just thinking about me. Mm-hmm. Like I tell everybody, I grew up in Birmingham, Alabama. I grew up right then, you know, what you say, right, that's the
right,
hoop.
Right.
If you ask me when I was 14 years old, what does affection mean to you? Mm-hmm. Man, can you imagine what I would say? Mm-hmm. What does affection mean? Mm-hmm. And so I'm just saying, just to be honest, we want to educate.
Yeah, we do want to educate them that, you know, that affection is nonverbal and verbal gestures.
Exactly.
So it could be gifts, hugs, kisses.
Right.
Yeah, affection doesn't mean sex.
Right.
So you're right. So you would want to have this conversation with your teenagers to make sure that they understand,
right. they understand
what affection is.
Exactly.
Yeah, because affection is not. So if somebody trying to tell them that, yeah, that's how you tell me you love me by sex. No,
right. That ain't the answer.
Right. So,
because what I'm saying, the same way we're saying this about the children, some spouses have never really thought about what mm-hmm. affection. All mm-hmm. they know is, oh, okay, you just want me to hold you more. You just want me mm-hmm. be more intimate. And it's like, mm-hmm. no. And so that's why we're having this conversation,
right.
really, because again, it does affect your confidence. But then again, some men, I can hear them saying, Coach, that's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? I be trying to tell her I need some more sex, because that can affect my confidence.
And it's like, no, she needs affection, because without that, she can't give you no sex. So
I'm just thinking about things I've heard over the years. So I'm just saying, it's like, you are absolutely correct, Coach. It affects my confidence when I'm going to work.
Let her know how much you love her. Bring her home some flowers. Surprise her with a trip.
If that's what affection
means
to her. See, that's what affection means to you.
Shoot, take me out. Take me out to dinner. Yeah, plan a surprise
exactly.
trip.
See, that's what affection means to you. We're talking about to the listeners, to our viewers.
So like we said,
what affection means
you need
to them.
Define what affection means to you. And you need to, you have that conversation with your partner, if you all haven't already had that conversation, regarding what affection looks like to them. So that way you can make sure that you have
right.
affection going, mm-hmm. a balance of affection going both ways in
yeah.
your relationship.
Yeah.
So you're listening to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show. We're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to continue this discussion on the one thing that negatively impacts and affects the confidence and emotional security in your relationship.
Let's go.
We'll be right back. in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Hobert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Hobert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyhobert.com. That's drkathyhobert.com.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? Then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Inspire, create, empower, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm Coach Martez. You're listening to the Coach Martez and Wadrina show here on Transformation Talk Radio. And we're talking about that one thing that negatively impacts our confidence and our emotional security. And that one thing is affection.
But before we continue that discussion, I want to make sure that everyone listening knows how to connect with us. If you want to connect or work with Martez and I, visit our website at dreambuilderscoaching.net. That's dreambuilders with a S, coaching.net. And on Facebook, Dream Builders Marriage Coaching and Counseling. If you want to connect with us on Instagram, it's at Coach Martez, at Wadrina Layton, and Twitter is at Coach Martez, at Wadrina L.
Right.
So let's get back into our discussion on, you know, that one thing that negatively impacts, you know, the your relationship, your confidence in your emotional security in your relationship. And we say that thing is affection.
Right.
So let's get into, you know, talking about, you know, emotional security, you know, because we've been talking about, you know, how, you know, that lack of affection or having affection, how it can negatively or positively impact your relationship.
Oh,
so it also can have an effect on, you know, your how emotional security is so important, because, you know, having that emotional security is going to help you. So let's define emotional security.
Yeah.
Emotional security is establishing trust with another person and feeling safe enough to let down your guard, being open and vulnerable with them. It just means that you and your partner feel comfortable with being your authentic self, sharing thoughts, feelings, ideas, and expressing issues without fear of being put down, shut down, ridiculed, criticized, or told to be or act a different or feel a different way. So when we have that affection in our relationship, it's going to help us, you know, to have that emotional security in our relationship where we feel vulnerable with our partner to be like that.
No, I'm smiling because I'm just thinking about, wow, you know, I know you read that,
yeah,
you know, and it sounds really good, but there are probably some people that are saying, wow, I guess I'm not in an emotional secure relationship, because when you say it means your partner, you both feel comfortable to be your authentic self, sharing your thoughts, feelings, and ideas, and expressing issues without fear of being put down. I mean, that's saying a lot.
You know what
I'm saying?
There.
I mean, we want to get to that place where that is, but I'm just saying, you know, wow, I guess people, because just think about, again, I just go back. I know this is what we do for a living. You know, again, like we say, you know, I don't just call my coach. I don't just call myself coach because I'm like, wow, I like being called that. No, I'm a certified professional life and marriage coach. You know, I've been professionally trained to do what I do. And my wife is a licensed therapist. So I'm just saying that when I hear this about you know, I'm just thinking about this emotional security. But if you were to ask me before we do what we do now, and that's, I'm just being, the average man doesn't really just say to himself, wow, you know, I am emotional secure in my relationship.
Right, because
in actuality, most likely, he don't even know what emotional security means.
Right.
So when you just read that, then to myself, I'm thinking, wow, how many years by that definition was me and you not emotionally secure?
I mean, like we always tell people, right. Like the first 16, 17 years of our marriage, then after that, we started building our emotional security.
I know, right. But that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that statement alone is full within itself, because most people, the average person, don't even know. But when you say being emotionally secure means I feel safe sharing my thoughts, my feelings, and my issues with you without you putting me down. Because most of the time, people say, I can't tell him, man. Just think about what you tell me, because he don't listen.
Right. And then, too, I wasn't receiving the affection that I needed.
Exactly.
So if we have this balance where we're both receiving the affection that we need, that opens the door for us to be emotionally secure with one another.
Right.
But without that affection on point, then that emotional security can't be
there. So now look, now you heard what Drina said. I didn't pull it out of her. She said it herself. Basically, what she said is, if you don't have that emotional security, that affection, you don't feel safe to be vulnerable.
Exactly.
Again, that's why we're telling you how important this affection is. So if you're telling yourself and you're saying to yourself, you know what? Yeah, I know I don't want to say nothing to him because he'll never listen. And then I don't want to say nothing to her because she always being judgmental and this and that. Then what you ought to say to yourself is, wow, she's lacking some affection, or he's lacking some affection. So you know what? I need to start changing, because I'm like, oh my gosh, affection. And then what I love about affection is it's free. It's free. It don't cost
it
you nothing. You ain't got to go. You ain't got to go on Amazon. Yeah. You ain't got to go shop. You ain't got to go. You want to say ying.
It's okay.
I told y'all I'm from Birmingham, Alabama. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, you don't have to travel to the place to shop. You know what I'm saying? You do not have to travel to the mall.
Right.
You do not have to shop online, because affection doesn't cost you anything.
Yes, yes. And that's what we were saying, you know, low affection is going to lead to those negative
things.
So therefore, that doesn't open the door for that emotional security. And that's what we want to do. You know, we want to get to the place where we're emotionally secure in our relationship, because, like, you my best friend. Right. You know, I want to be.
Now you are.
But it's funny, because a lot of people, it's not funny, but a lot of couples, when they first get married, that's what they say. This is my best friend.
Exactly.
But for us, we had to build that. We didn't experience that. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of people say, that's their best friend from the beginning. And they'll say, no, I can talk to him or her. Mm-hmm. I can share everything with them. And that's really good if you have that.
Mm-hmm.
Like that is really good. Because you want to actually be in a place where you can be vulnerable and be your true self.
Actually, you need that.
Right. No. Oh, yeah. You have to have it, because it's like that's going to create problems when you're not able to just be your true, authentic self in a relationship, because I need to be my true, authentic self.
Yeah.
And it took me many years to get to that place. That's why now, you know, you'll say, you real serious about that? Yeah, because I don't want other women to go through this.
Right.
You know, I want you to be confident in who you are and be and go in being your true, authentic self. And if that person is not willing to accept you for you, then you may have to realize, now, do I want to stay here? Because setting emotional boundaries, like, no, I deserve better than this. I'm not gonna take this. You know, I'm gonna have to find someone who's gonna accept me for me.
Right. And that's what happens when we put ourselves in those emotional bondage type situations. Mm-hmm. Because in actuality, when you go to lowering your bar and you go to accepting things that you know really is not something that, you know, fits within your core, fits within things that your conviction, and fits within your need for that affection. But then you begin to you begin to say, well, you know, you can't get everything, you can't have everything. But in actuality, affection, again, like we said, it's like water. Mm-hmm. It's like air. Mm-hmm. You don't put affection in the category with purses, with shoes. You put affection in the category with your air, with your prayer life, with water, with mm-hmm. your nutrients for your body, mm-hmm. because that's what affection does to you. And so in actuality, we talk about this emotional security. Mm-hmm. So when you don't have that emotional security, it's just like what we're dreaming. You know, if you all don't know our story, that was infidelity mm-hmm. in our marriage on both sides. Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of that had to do with the lack of emotional security.
Mm-hmm. And affection.
And affection. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So like we always say, these topics are not something we just like, oh, wow, well, let's color mm-hmm. this page. Oh, no, mm-hmm. this is real. These are things that we know we've experienced, mm-hmm. but we're on the other side. Mm-hmm. But we want to be transparent with you all as you're listening to understand. Do not say it's okay not to be affectionate with my husband or with my wife because they're not affectionate to me, because that road doesn't end where you really want it to be.
Right. And then, you know, it does go both ways. Yeah. You know, emotional security goes both ways, that emotional safety, because mm-hmm. I if I'm going to be vulnerable with you, I need you to exactly. be the same with me. Mm-hmm. So it is important, you know, if you feel like you're in an unbalanced situation, to mm-hmm. get some help. If you know, if you're communicating that to your partner and they just don't understand how, mm-hmm. you know, they can't see their faults. And sometimes, you know, mm-hmm. that is the case where they just can't see, you know, what they're doing wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that is something to definitely be, you know, like we say, we never, because we know, you know, when we think about where we've come from, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes it is challenging to get that person to accept yeah. responsibility for some of their shortcomings or some mm-hmm. of their challenges, you know, but it's also the way you point it out. It's also the way that you say it. And so that's one of those ways, like I say, there's power in the question, mm-hmm. but it's even more powerful when you're asking a question and the person doesn't become defensive, you know? So we're talking about this emotional security. I'm just being honest with you. Mm-hmm. As a man, most men don't just think about, you know, is my partner emotional secure? Because most of the time, if you ask a man, what is the definition of emotional security? You know, I'm just thinking about me. Like, what? I'm securing my emotions. What does it mean? You don't think about other men? I'm just telling you.
Right, right.
Ask him, what does that mean to be emotional secure? I'm telling you. You
know, right, right.
You don't
right.
know. Yep. But instead of them saying, I don't know, their ego is going to be, oh, I know what that word means. Who do you think I am? You know,
well, so. I'm going to say, well, if you've been defensive and putting me down, then that means there's right. no emotional
exactly.
security.
So you need to just say, so you need to read. Oh, man, we only got a minute left.
Read
so we come back.
Again?
No, you can't read it right now because we got to take a break. But once we come back, you need to read the definition again so the spouse can understand. Boom, without criticizing or being told to act or feel different.
Right.
How many times did I tell you, you know what? You shouldn't even feel
exactly.
that way. I don't even know why you feel that
right.
way. You shouldn't even act
like
that.
And then that'll shut me down and make me feel like I can't talk to you or tell you nothing
right.
else.
So then that's like emotional security. That's right. what I'm saying. So no, yeah, we're going to read this definition when we come back. But I know we got to get ready to take a short break. This is going to be our last break of the afternoon, but thank you so much for listening to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Show right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Let's go.
Miss Colette Marie Steffen on The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens, every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Colette is a renowned energy worker here to help you see the serendipitous humor of the truth. It's funny. Tune in and laugh with Colette shift into your highest potential. Call into the show to work on your personal shift with Colette and visit thetruthisfunny.com to learn more about all the life-shifting services Colette offers.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Welcome back. You are back on the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show. Today, we have been discussing that one thing that negatively impacts and affects the confidence and emotional security in your marriage or your relationship. And before the break, we were talking about emotional security. And I'm going to read the definition again of emotional security. So that way, you know, if you want to have this conversation with your partner, your spouse, you can let them know, you know, what it means. So it means that you and your partner feel comfortable with being your authentic self, sharing thoughts, feelings, and ideas, and expressing issues without fear of being put down, shut down, ridiculed, criticized, or told to be, act, or feel different. You know, so when you are both have emotional security in your relationship, it's like there's no need for defensiveness, you know, because it's little to have to defend against. So if you're feeling the need to defend, then it's like you have to go back and look at affection first, because like we said, you need that affection in order to build that emotional security. Because if you're not feeling that affection, if you're not receiving affection, you're not going to feel connected to your partner anyway. So we need that affection in order to help us to get to that place where we're just really vulnerable, you know, can be vulnerable and feel comfortable with one another.
And that's just like what you just said, because in actuality, the affection is what allows you to go to that place of being vulnerable, because that affection provides that safety net of trust. You know, because again, when you grew up as a child, it was that affection that made you trust in the love that you was receiving, trust in the protection, you know, that you was receiving, because you felt that love, you felt that affection. So again, when you were talking about that emotional security and you're wanting to be vulnerable, you're wanting not to be criticized, then that's one of the things where I say, again, you know, you never want to go into a conversation or a question being prepared to blame or judge the other person. When you just ask about emotional security or you ask about affection, you have to make sure you're in a place and you're in a position to where I'm not going to cast blame. I'm not going to cast judgment. I'm going to accept responsibility and be like, you know what I want to do? I want us both to commit to change. So regardless if we were criticizing each other, if we were putting each other down, if we were blaming you for acting like this or doing this, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to realize, you know what? I did that, but I don't have to do that in the future. I don't have to do that tomorrow. So this is a start for a new day. That's what we're talking about. You know, that's why we say, you know, I was thinking about that earlier when it says enjoyable conversation. The reason why is because regardless of whatever we're talking about and whatever stage you may find yourself in your relationship, these are things that just help to make your marriage, make your relationship more enjoyable. And then sometimes it's just like, I think about how our pastor oftentimes says at church, you know what? If this word wasn't for you, I guarantee you there's somebody in your life, somebody in your circle that what you just heard is for them to hear. And so that's what I would just say to you, because again, you know, that affection is important, and having that emotional security, it affects you in your decision making. In all of these things, it doesn't matter what your dream may be or what you're trying to conquer or what you're trying to overcome, and you find yourself not really having that emotional, that internal strength to do what you need, but then the person that you love, the person that you've given your life to say, let's do just do life together. Yeah. If they're neglecting that affection from you, it affects you in so many ways.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, you know, it's very important that we have that, because we're building together. So that way I know, you know, when we have that affection and that emotional connection, that emotional security, then it's like, then I know that, you know, you have your best intentions. You know, it's like I tell people, we're a team. So I'm not going to be offended by what you say, because I know that, you know, it, it may hurt me at first, but then I'm going to come back to my senses, because I realize, you know what, we're a team. You know, he's not doing this, or she's not saying or doing this intentional. They have my best interests at heart. So I know that I can be myself around them, and I can be open and honest with them, because it's going to continue to strengthen our foundation of intimacy. So, you know, we just want you to just make sure you go back to that affection and build your emotional security, you know, with your spouse, because it's key, you know, in you having a successful relationship.
Definitely. And it becomes so much more funner in doing life together and doing things. And I can promise you, when the affection and the emotional security is there, you don't dread the kids leaving. So what I mean by you don't dread the kids leaving, because some people, you know, we're empty nesters and, you know, we absolutely enjoy it. But some people, it's almost as if when the kids leave, it's like, what are we going to do? You know, I see you when you leave, and I see you when you come back. But I'm saying, but when you actually have that affection and you have that emotional security, that's how you get to do what we do. Work together, live together, write together. Because in actuality, it's not like this is the only person I want to be with. What I mean, this is the only woman I want to be with. But I'm saying, with what I do, I enjoy being with my wife. I enjoy the work that we do together. I enjoy the things that we plan and those different things we work out. We can work out with other people and do other things and stuff. But in actuality, we have fun.
We have fun.
We don't get on each other's nerves. You know, I say,
well, you know, people who come to the walk, who's going to be talking about the fifth annual Married for Life walk, will probably hear me say that, you know, sometimes we do get on each other's nerves, but you know, it's like, it's all about your personality too. Cause I don't never, well, I can't say I don't never get on your nerves, but, I don't really get on Martez's nerves, but I gotta honestly say, sometimes he is like, some things he'll do, I'd be like, dang, it might get on my nerves, but at the same time, duh, that's just Martez.
Right.
That's my husband. I love him.
You start to get above, you know, once you cross that 50 line.
Yeah, I know. I know it's all of that stuff you go through hormonally too, that's affecting me, because I understand that. But yeah, it's like, but I just, you know, it's like, yeah, that's my husband. So yeah, I'm gonna get over it. I still love him. And you know, we're a team. I'm gonna love him regardless, because he's gonna love me regardless. So no matter what I may be feeling, it's like, I know he's not coming at me, or I know he's not gonna come at me. So it's like, I have that emotional security with him that I can be vulnerable with him. So when I do feel like he's getting on my nerves, I'll communicate to him and say, yeah, I'm just feeling like this. And then he'll talk to me and help me. And a lot of times it helps me to calm down, because that's just that emotional stuff I be going through right now. But it is, that's just life, and getting older and growing older together. We just love and appreciate one another.
Absolutely. So, but we just want to get you all excited to join us for our fifth annual Married for Life Walk, April 22nd, April 23rd. I'm just telling you, this is a weekend that's worth the trip, worth the come, worth to join us. It's just about, you know, being with other like-minded couples, getting that marriage enrichment, getting that marriage encouragement, having that laughter, just being in an environment of love, being in an environment with just other people and just feeling what that feels like. And then of course, you know, we got our marriage ambassadors and vision partners, Ronnie DeVoe and Shamari DeVoe. And if those who haven't seen them perform together or sing, of course they're going to perform. We're going to have a comedian, because you can't talk about marriage and do all these things and ain't going to last. You're going to have some fun. And then that's on Friday evening and Saturday. Oh man, we got different things, bowling and couples. Friday we evening. Got different couples events we're going to do on Friday evening. And we're going to have some couples dancing going on. That's right.
It's going to be a great time to just really like strengthen and just reconnect with your spouse. You know, it's important. Yeah, it's important that we do things like this throughout our relationship anyway. Mm-hmm. So it's a nice experience to come together with other couples and just be encouraged and just, you know, that, you know, the issues that we go through, everybody go through, and we all share some of the same experiences. And that's what it's about, in coming together and just connecting with those other like-minded couples, just doing that 2-mile walk, holding hands, just taking a stand for marriage. We're in here for life. You know, we're married for life. We're making a commitment to never let go of the hand that we're holding. You know, and that's what it's all about. We walk, and you know, for everything else, cancer, lupus, whatever it may be, but marriage is just as important. And we want to make sure that we're taking a stand for marriage and we're keeping families together, because our children need that. So we want you all to join us April 22nd and 23rd in Atlanta, Georgia, for the 5th annual Married for Life Walk. You can find out more at married4lifewalk.com. And remember, healthy marriages do not happen by chance, but by choice. So be honest with yourself and be willing to be held accountable to the things that your partner may say to you without giving them back judgment or pushback. And make a commitment to accept change without conflict.
And Wadrina and I want to thank you so much for joining us here on the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show. We had a wonderful time with you. Please join us every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, and 12 p.m. Pacific time. We love to hear from you. Be sure to connect with us on social media, and we look forward to reading your comments, hearing the things that you're saying. Have a wonderful week, and we will see you here same time next week.
All right, have a great week.
Thank you for tuning in to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Show on Transformation Talk Radio with certified professional life and marriage coach Martez Layton and licensed therapist Wadrina Layton. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton have been working with owl-bound couples to strengthen their relationships for the betterment of their lives for 20 years, and it is in their divine role in life to do so. For more information or to schedule an appointment with Coach Martez and Wadrina, go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is dreambuilderscoaching.net.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.